Recruiters and interviewers ask a lot of questions. On previous episodes, I've discussed the delicacy of asking questions back, asking questions yourself. It's a mistake to ask too many questions during one interview. I've covered that before, but there is a question you can ask, and if it's important to you, that you should ask. I've never mentioned it before. It's a way to take back some control of the process, and it gives you important information as you deal with things like multiple interviews and competing job offers. Competing job offers is something a lot of people have emailed me and written to me about because they listen to the show, they stand out, they do things that get them way further in the interview process than their competition, and it's a place I hope you get to as well. Here's the question. What's your timeline to hire for this role or your optimal start date? When most companies open a position or post it online, they have internal discussions beforehand. How much will it pay? What department will this person be in? Who do they report to? And when do we need this filled? The recruiter might know. There's probably a 60, 70, 75% chance that they have a start date set. So why not ask? This is a question that is actually all right to ask in the middle of an interview. You'll have to do it carefully and plan ahead. It's perfect to integrate kind of during small talk, not right after hard question, right? When they say, you know, have you ever been fired from a job? And you respond, you say, hey, by the way, well, when are you looking to hire? That's not the right time. Something like this. Say you answer a friendly question partway through your interview. You say simply, oh yeah, by the way, what's your timeline to hire for this role or your optimal start date? Remember to say it with a smile, be friendly. The recruiter will either give you a I don't know or a vague answer like by the end of next month or even a hard start date depending on the type of question you ask. So you might say, when are you looking to fill this? And they might say, hey, by the 15th of next month. It's okay to take back control of your interview and your job search. When you ask this, like I said, make sure to have a friendly, light tone. Don't sound interrogative or intense. Don't apologize for asking. Just ask firmly, but in a friendly way. Wait for them to respond. Make it seem like it's something you're asking because you're also making plans. With that information, once they give you the start date information, you can plan other interviews, manage other job offers, and know how quickly they're moving with you during the process. So if they say, you know, their target start date is 3 months down the road, you know that you can get other irons in the fire in the meantime, find your best offer, or just get practice interviewing. If they say in 2 weeks, you know the right pattern to follow up with them, how to follow up with them, how to keep that cadence of interaction, which I've talked about in previous episodes. Keep in mind that target hire dates do change, and that's perfectly okay. It's typically going to have nothing to do with you. What's happening internally at a company impacts this. Things like, you know, management changes, people, the person that you'd report to may be getting promoted, so they need to fill that position, so they can't hire your role until they have someone to report to it for. Don't be afraid to ask and use the information to put yourself in the best position possible. Thanks for listening. For Christmas this year, I ask that you leave a 5-star review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to the job interview experience. It helps support the show and is super encouraging to me when you do so. As a reminder, the job interview experience is 100% independent. It's just me and you. I'm here to help you succeed in your career. And I read every review and rating that comes through. Thank you so much in advance. Thanks for listening and have a great week.